Death penalty cases take longer to work through Idaho's court system, but it's hard to put a dollar figure on the extra expense. That's according to a new report released today. As Jessica Robinson reports, it's unlikely to prompt any drastic changes in Idaho's policy on capital punishment.
Two recent executions in Idaho after a 17-year pause made lawmakers want to get more information on how much capital punishment costs the state. The legislature's Office of Performance Evaluations has now come back with an answer. Hard to say. For one thing, researchers say they couldn't separate out how many hours police, prosecutors, defenders, judges, and clerks spent specifically on death penalty cases. Hannah Crumrine authored the report. She told a legislative panel that capital cases do take an extra 7 months to reach a verdict and extend each phase of appeal by a year or more.
The longer processes could, it's reasonable to assume, cost more money.
Crumrine says that's what national studies have found. In a statement released with the report, Republican Governor Butch Otter said he continues to support the death penalty in Idaho. The governors of Oregon and Washington have both issued a moratorium on executions. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.